OK, right. Dundalk hero Patrick McElhenney. Patrick, you go down in history as the man who got double-double for Dundalk. How does it feel?
I feel it's brilliant. Obviously getting the second goal and winning it was excellent for me, and I'm over the moon, to be honest.
It was another typical battle between Dundalk and Cork. Dundalk took the lead and then they pulled the goal back. Sean was unlucky to have conceded the penalty. What was going through your mind at that stage?
Well, to get the goal and get in front, we can control games, but their goal, was just a mistake, and we just had to regroup and go again. I felt we did that and obviously got the winner.
But the fight in the team was absolutely superb, wasn't it?
It's always there. I think we sort of don't give up.
You don't know how to give up.
No, I think that shows with the trophies we've won over the years, and it's just a team that keeps going and keeps trying, and we're over the moon.
What did Stephen say to you at half time? Because I saw you all running for the dressing room at half time. What did he say to you?
No, he just said, let's go, regroup. We need to start passing the ball better. We can be a lot better. It's one each, and we should have been ahead. And we just need to go again.
And then the goal is coming in the last 20 minutes, the one that won it. How did you see it coming?
I just ran off the back of someone, and I thought if Gano can pick me out, which I thought he could, that's why I made the run. That I should score an unbelievable cross, and I just had to hit the target, and I nearly missed, but it went on, so I'm happy.
How did you feel when you saw it hitting the net?
That's the thing you think about weeks before the game even starts, and you just want to visualise yourself scoring a winner and stuff, so just happy it happened.
You must have been absolutely over the moon with that goal.
No, I am. I'm buzzing for the whole town. I owe a lot to Dundalk, to be honest, and I'm just buzzing that it happened.
You had to see out the last 10 minutes, and then, I mean, Gary Rogers took off an unbelievable save. It looked to be bound for the net when it took the deflection, and he said he knew how to cover or saddle the shot, and he got to it. It was a fabulous save.
I think Gary's been unbelievable this year. He hasn't got a lot of credit, but and how he has, the boys know how vital he is for us, and he was excellent today again.
Man of the match as well award. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm happy. It's just a bonus. I think just getting the one and go probably got me, but no, I just wanted to do the right things and won the game today.
Well, listen, you've sent an awful lot of people home happy tonight, an awful lot of Dundalk people home happy, and you're a hero, and so are the rest of the team. But, you know, fantastic goal. Great to see your return, and, you know, enjoy the break.
Thank you.
Listen, thank you very much.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
Okay. There you go.